This is Sex Science Saturday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, this is a very concerning story. It attacks the integrity of science, and it threatens the well-being of scientific researchers. From the moment Paul Ryan set up the U.S. House Select Panel on Infants' Lives, it was a setup. A fraudulent scam. It was paneled on the Republican side with the most extreme anti-abortion advocates and headed by one of the most extreme in the entire House, Representative Marsha Blackburn. From its very name, we knew that it was fraudulent. It's a select panel on infant lives, but it's not looking at infants at all. It's looking at fetal tissue research. And it also continues to look at the thoroughly debunked claims about illegal selling of fetal tissue that were made by the Center for Medical Progress, which is itself is being investigated. This is an open-ended investigation with few controls on what it can do and the power to subpoena. And that's the problem, because Representative Marsha Blackburn has been exhibiting reckless disregard for the privacy and safety of medical professionals who work in fetal tissue research. The Democrats call the committee essentially a witch hunt. Democrats have been warning from the very beginning that subpoenaing private records about fetal tissue researchers, including their home addresses and other private information about them, could be very, very dangerous to those researchers if that information was leaked out. Well, now it appears that that is exactly what has happened. Private information that was submitted to the committee appeared in a letter, and two public letters, in fact, that were sent from Blackburn to the Obama administration. It contained unredacted names and contact information of researchers at the biomedical company Stem Express. It also included information about university and hospital researchers and Planned Parenthood staffers. The unredacted letters were also posted on the Select Panel's website. This is exactly what Democrats have been warning would happen all along, and Republicans have done it. Marsha Blackburn has done it. In a letter that Democrats sent to Marsha Blackburn, they wrote, "Assurances that you take seriously individual privacy and security concerns are insufficient. You reneged on promises to protect the individual privacy and security of a deposition witness. Just last week, panel Republicans leaked letters to Fox News and posted documents on your website that contained names, contact information, and other personally identifiable information of doctors and researchers. You publicly advertised the date, location, and time that a doctor who lives in fear for his life would be compelled to appear before the panel." And I have to admit, I'm not surprised by what Marsha Blackburn has done. She is a religious anti-abortion extremist, and I don't think there's anything that she would see morally wrong in her religious crusade to ban abortion at any cost. Her antics have not only put life-saving research at risk, but the lives of the doctors doing the life-saving research at risk. It should be a huge scandal, but it's not getting much play in the media. And the committee is moving forward with its plans with more subpoenas to healthcare providers, researchers, patients, and even EMT first responders. They're getting subpoenas without the normal courtesy of asking for voluntary compliance first. It is an unprecedented level of congressional harassment of people who are not accused of any crime. In fact, there's no evidence at all anywhere that any crimes or violations of the law have been committed. It is an out-of-control panel headed and run by anti-abortion religious extremists with unlimited subpoena power and a budget of millions of dollars, and an investigation that can continue virtually forever, or at least as long as Republicans run the House. The problem with these kinds of abuses by House Republican committees is that we're becoming so used to abuses that they're losing their ability to shock us. And with this, we really should be shocked. Just yesterday, the House panel called for the Attorney General of New Mexico to investigate the University of New Mexico on its fetal tissue donations. It will most likely be another in the millions and millions of dollars that have been spent investigating to turn up absolutely nothing. There was a fairly big story that happened last month that we didn't get a chance to get around to. It was described in the journal Nature Gene Editing. This has never been done before, but scientists for the first time managed to remove DNA of the HIV virus from living tissue. That's a huge breakthrough that could lead to a cure. Right now, the way that you treat HIV involves the use of drugs that suppress levels of the virus so the body's immune system can cope. What happened here is that researchers in the U.S. used gene editing technology to remove DNA of the commonest HIV-1 strain from the organs of infected mice and rats. They've also been able to do it with non-living human tissue, which is very promising that this may be a possibility in the not-too-distant future of an absolute and total cure for HIV. And finally, what should be shocking really isn't that surprising. Men are studied in clinical trials far more than women are. And now there's an interesting editorial in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. It argues that women are excluded from clinical research because they have periods. They point to a 2014 review of thousands of sports and exercise studies that found that of over 6 million participants, only 39% were women. The reason they explain is because women were perceived as more physiologically variable. The complexities of the menstrual cycle are considered major barriers to the inclusion of women in clinical trials. Because of this perception that women are not useful for studying because they're too complicated, our understanding of women's bodies falls far behind that of our understanding of men's bodies.